We're picking up on Gimel Amud Aleph. We are, where are we? We're three lines, the third line on Gimel Amud Aleph at the top. So the Brisa says like this, Tanya, Rav Nasan Omer, Bekodesh Hasech Nesech Asher Chal Hashem. It says in the Pasuk that we're talking about the Karban Tamid, and it says that Nisko Kenevris Ahin, Lakheves Achar, Bekodesh Hasech Nesech Asher Chal Hashem. So those two words, Hasech and Nesech. So the Gemara says, B'shnei Nisuchin HaKasim Medar, the Pasuk is talking about two pourings, right, because it means pouring in two different ways, and because it differ, and therefore, ech nisa chamayim ve'ech nisa yain. One is talking about the pouring that they would do for water, and one is talking about the water, the pouring they would do for wine. Ruach haTorah and Ruach Lamshah, call me Evid Varo.
Where was that?
It's right here. It's right here. It's on my heart. So Gemara asks, Eimer Trevayu D'Chamra, why do you say that the two pourings, one is referring to wine and one is referring to water, why do you say that it's talking about that you should be pouring wine twice? I'm nearly supposed to differentiate. Where it says, in Cain, Lichtov Kra, O Hasech Hesech, O Nasech Nesech. My Hasech Nesech, why is it that it should keep the word the same? Why does it change it? Because every time the Torah is very careful with the way it writes everything. So if it changes the letters, there must be a reason why it's doing it. It's coming to differentiate. It's coming to tell you that one of the pourings you're doing is for wine and one of the pourings you're doing is for water. Tomorrow it says now, so again, so we're trying to figure out again when we start saying Masha for Rachmari Degeshen. That's what this whole Gemara is trying to do. Gemara says, Elohad Etznan, Nisuch HaMayim Kol Shiva. We learned in the Mishnah that says that Nisuch HaMayim, that you would pour the water, would take place for 7 days. So Mani, who's that going like? And now the Gemara is going to go through each one of the shitas that we said yesterday about when you start Masha Furach, which was correlating to when Nisuch HaMayim would start. We're going to try to figure out who says it. Rabbi Yeshua, if you're going to say it, it's Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we start saying Masha Furach on the eighth day. So name Echad Yoma. Then you don't have 7 days of pouring water. You're only going to have 1 day of pouring water because you're doing it, again, the water pouring starts the same time that you're doing Masha Furach Amarei Degashem. Rabbi Kiva, and if you're going like Rabbi Kiva, who says that we start on the sixth day, so Trey Yomi, so then you have 2 days you're doing. You're not going to have 8 days, you're not going to have 7 days. And Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira, Shisa Yomi, you're going to have 6 days. So who are we going like? This, who's this Mishnah going like that says that you're going to do, that you're going to do Nisa Chamayim for 7 days? What's it going like? So Mar says, Olam Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda and Beseira. It's real like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like the Masisi, and holds like Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, who said, the Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, below Kayim and Asa Kosmon, they would pour a log, they would use one pitcher to pour out the water for 8 days, and then how do we come up with the 7 day calculation? Umafik Rishon, we don't count the first day because remember he says that you start from the second day. We started learning out from Mayim, so we start learning out Mem was the first day we were doing it on the second day. Umenayel Shemina, and then he does hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you do on the eighth day you would say Mashiv for Rachmei Degashem. So therefore you're going to have 2 through 8 is going to be the 7 days that you have to pour the water. Umayshna Rishon Delo. So why is it we say that on the first day we don't count the first day? Why? Because Dechiramizim Mayim B'Sheni Duramizi. Because when do we first learn out the hint for Mayim? Remember we said that the fact that the pasuk changed Kmishpatam Unsacheha, that we changed that, we learned out there was an extra Mem, an extra Yud, an extra Mem. So we said the first Mem that we learned out was on the second day. So why is it we say that you start counting on the second day? Because on the second day was the hint. Shmini Nami Kiramizi Mayim B'Shvihu Duramizi. The hint for Mayim was on the seventh day where it said the extra mem. It wasn't on the eighth day. So why don't we only count 2 through 7, which only give you 6 days and not 7 days? Where it says, El Rabbi Yeshua, he must be going like Rabbi Yeshua. That said, forget about when it starts. That's not connected to Masha for Chumar Degashem. And the fact that we do pouring of wine for 7 days is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. That where do we see this? Mishum Nechumya and Ish Bikas Beis Chartan. Esther Natios, Arava, Venisa Chamayim, Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's three rules, which you have this, it mentioned this a couple of times in Shas, which I wish I had it at my fingertips to tell you where, but I don't. But there's three times that we always say that these three things are Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Esther Natios is, the halacha is that during Shemitah, you're not allowed to work your fields. There's another halacha that we say that 30 days before Shemitah starts, out against once every 7 years, you don't work the fields. There's another halacha that 30 days before that Shemitah starts, you're not supposed to work the fields either. There's a special halacha that says that if you have 10 small trees, which need nourishment, there's like a special dispensation, we say, that if they're spread over this base area, then you could work the fields up until the time that, that Shemitah starts. So that extra 30-day rule doesn't apply. Where do we know that from? Halacha Moshe Sinai. The second thing is Arava, that it says in the Beis HaMikdash that they would have, either there's one of two things, either they would lean the Aravos against the Mizbeach, or they would throw the Aravos on top of the Mizbeach. So that's also, how do we know that they did that? That's all a halacha Moshe Mesinai. And Nisach HaMayim, which we just said now, the fact that you pour water on the Mizbeach only during the days of Sukkot, and the rest of the year doing blood, that's also halacha Moshe Mesinai.
It's amazing, they're all about water, right? Aravos connected to water, right?
Well, that's the Gemara said. We said the Gemara yesterday that said that the Dalet Minim, that Lulav, Esrog, Kadasim, and Aravos are only come about through water. That's why we take them on Sukkot.
Right, but I'm saying like these three halacha Moshe Mesinais, which, you know, Lechora could have been totally different areas of halacha, could have been, you know.
Well, Esrog and Netilos, the fact that you could do the work the fields for those 10 trees, that's not related to water, though.
Is it?
No, that's just, I mean, that's plowing the fields. Plowing the fields doesn't have to do with water.
I'm assuming it includes watering them.
There's an aspect of it, yeah, but, if, you know, yeah, okay. Maybe it could be. Yeah, there's a connection of water. Okay, next one. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Mishnah, Yeshua. However, looking at Teva, Biyanta, Farachon, Shechag, whoever goes, again, now we're trying to figure out when do we start saying Masha for Rechmai to Geshem. Do we say it during at Shachris? Do we say it the night before? Do we do it at Musaf? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishnah, Yeshua. Whoever goes before the Aron on the last day of Yom Tov, Aron Maskir, Varishon in a Maskir. The Baal Musaf says it, the Baal Shachris doesn't. Yom Tov Varishon Shal Pesach, but on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir, Aron in a Maskir, the Baal Shachris does, the Baal Musaf doesn't. We've already had this numerous times already in this blot and a half that we've been doing. So, hi, Rabbi Yeshua. Where is this Rabbi Yeshua coming from that says the halacha? Either Rabbi Yeshua de Masnisin, Ha'am Rabbi Yantif Achon Shachak, Humaskar, that he does do it on the last day, which means that you would say it even in the morning, okay? Because he doesn't say Achron, yes, but the Rishon not. He just says that you say it on the last day, which implies you even do it at Shachris already. El Rabbi Yeshua de Braisa, must be the Rabbi Yeshua of the Braisa, Harm Mishas on Chas, so he says when you put it down, which means that you wouldn't say it until after Musaf, until the following night. So where is this going? Like, which Rabbi Yehuda are we saying that you don't mention until the last day? And also, Vesuha Detanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Mishnah, Rabbi Seira, Harlof Ne'atev, Yom Tov Achon Shachag, Ha'achon Maskir, the last one is supposed to do it. So you see that it doesn't have to, the Baal Shachris doesn't do it. So who is it going like when we said that on the last day that the person would say, Masha for Achmar Degashem? So when it says, hey, Ben Beseira, which Ben Beseira are we talking about? We already said, again, from yesterday, we said, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, you say it from the second day, because he learns out the first mem from Mayim tells you that just like Mayim starts on the hint for Mayim starts on the second day, Masha Furach starts on the second day. So therefore, I'm Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, to have Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, it is Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. Uzimnin the Kari Levishmei, sometimes they would call him Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in his own name. Vizimnin the Kari Levishmei Dab, and sometimes they would call him Ben Beseira. When was that? Vahab Mikami de Smichihu, Vahalabasa de Smichinu. Before he had Smicha, they called him Ben Beseira. After he had Smicha, then they called him Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira. So it's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, his brother, was the one that said it. And again, it just depends when it was before or after that he would have Smicha. But Halach Lamaisa, which actually I think we're going to get to tomorrow, or not tomorrow, we'll get to Monday. Halach Lamaisa, we do end up, as you may hopefully know, or maybe know, that we do end up saying, we say Masha Verach Merdegash, and we start on Shemini Atzeres, right, the Baal Musaf. We don't start it at night. Why don't we start it the night before? Because even back then, not everyone came to shul the night before, and we're afraid that if you start, we don't start at night because not everyone's going to be in shul. So then you're going to tell me that we should do it during Shachris. Why don't we start saying during Shachris? The answer is because you do not start saying Masha Farach Mari Degashem until the Gabbai claps on the bima and announces it. If for some reason the Gabbai fell asleep and he didn't clap on the bima, he wasn't around or whatever, people didn't think of it, you do not say Masha Farach Mari Degashem by Musaf until it's announced. So you can't do it by Shachris because you're not allowed to interrupt between Gal Yisrael, between Geula and Tefillah. So you can't clap at Shacharis and say, you know, Gal Yisrael, then boom, Mashiach V'ruach Mayer D'Gashem, because you're not allowed to talk then. So therefore, we wait until most of them until we're actually going to end up doing it.
Sure, Mincha, if you miss Musaf the clap, then everybody can do Mincha.
Yes.
So Wachamaisa, yeah. There was no clap by Musaf.
You do not say Mashiach V'ruach Mayer.
I know the halacha says that you're supposed to do it Musaf.
There's something about the Gabbai has to announce it.
It's
got to
be the Gabbai? Is there like a...
Someone has to clap, you know, clap and announce Mashiach from Mashiach and Geshem. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi why, and you know, and to clarify that also. But yeah, but I believe that's halacha. Tana. That we only, when we say Mashiach V'ruach Mayer D'Gashem, this whole thing we're talking about, you don't have to do it when it comes to mentioning anything for do, and you don't have to mention it for wins. Why? The Gemara will explain why. But if you want to do it, you're able to do it. So again, some people say Mayer D'Atal. They say all year long, people say Mayer D'Atal. In Eretz Yisrael, they say it, and Sephardim say it. You don't have to say it, but there are some people who say it all year long. So what's the reason? My time, what's the reason? Amar Rav Chanina, Mishlafisha, Ein and Etrim, because do and winds never stop throughout the entire, it's impossible, the world cannot exist if you would not have the winds and if you not have the do. So if it's Haminon Deloma Atzer, how do you know that the do does not stop? The Chsiv, it says when Elio was going to give, when he was going to chastise Achav for what he did wrong. So it says, V'yom Elio Hatishbi B'toshvei Gilad El Achav, Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael Asher Amadati Lefanav, that by the life of Hashem that I stood before, Imiya Hashanim Ha'ela Tal Umator, King Lefi Dvari, that it's only going to be do or rain based on when I say it's going to happen. Which first of all shows that Eliyahu HaTishbi had the key to rain, which goes with the explanation that we said that Hashem holds on to it. Sometimes he gives it temporarily to someone, but he doesn't give it permanently. Uksev, and then it says afterwards, what happens? It says that Hashem tells Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, go to Achav, Lech Hera El Achav, Ve'etna Matar Al Pnei Adama, go before Achav and tell him I'm going to send rain, Ve'ilu Talo Kamale, but it doesn't say anything about giving dew. So why didn't Hashem say that he's going to do the dew also? So my time, and what's the reason that he didn't do it? So where it says, Mishum, turning to Gimel Amud Beis, Mishum de lo mitzvah, because the dew never stopped falling. So if the dew never stopped falling, so why did Eliyahu say to Achav that I'm going to stop the rain and the dew? Why did he say the dew? The dew was never going to stop anyway. My answer is, this is what he said to him. Because there's two types of dew. There's a dew of bracha, and there's regular dew. I don't know what the difference is, but whatever it is, there's this tal of bracha. So we're just going to finish with this. So why didn't Hashem bring back the dew of bracha? Why is it that he didn't bring that one back? So we're answering the shun, the little mikra milsa, because he wasn't going to know, Achav wasn't going to know that the difference between dew and dew of bracha. So he's going to say that the whole thing was a fallacy, that Eliyahu HaNavi didn't have the keys to it to show that he was right, and therefore he wasn't going to believe. We'll stop here, but it always like amazes me, like, you know, that... you know, like they say that Hashem said, you know, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Bachatzos and Kachatzos, Alayla. You know, like the Mitzvah just gone through a year of you know, of the Makos. And you're going to say, because at the last minute,